Hello, everyone, and welcome. It is the GUI Precap. It's a recap of all the things that have happened for the week of June 10th, 2019, before it happens. My name is The Bruce, and I am going to be starting off with the GUI Pick of the Week. It's going to be Men in Black International. It's coming out this weekend. Some part of me just wants this to be an alternate universe of Thor Ragnarok. Both Chris Hemsworth and Taya Thompson are star as agents. It should be a good popcorn film. I don't think it's going to change the world. No reports if Will Smith or Tommy Lee Jones make an appearance, but I wouldn't count it out. All right, for TV pages, on Monday, nothing really new or exciting. On Tuesday, ABC has the premiere of Press Your Luck. This is the old game show from the 80s with Peter Tamarkin. And, excuse me. Paramount Network has Ink Master premiere. It's the Battle of the Sexes. FX got the premiere of Poise. On Wednesday, ABC has the premiere of Card Sharks. Fox has First Responders Live, that's a premiere. Sci-Fi has the second season premiere of Krypton. And Travel Network has the premiere of Alien Highway. On Thursday, NBC has the finales of AP Bio and Abby's. Watch them now, they're probably never going to see them again. FX has the premiere of Baskets, and the Science Channel has Strange Evidence. On Friday, Discovery Channel has the premiere of Savage Builds. This is with Adam Savage from Mythbusters. I'll probably watch this. He's always cool to watch. For Saturday, Ovation has the Frankie Drake Mysteries premiere, and HBO has the premiere of The Hate U Give. On Sunday, CBS has the premiere of The Good Fight, which has already been on CBS All Access for about a year now. For box office results, in fifth place, you have Rocket Man. Fourth place, Godzilla, King of Monsters. Third place, Aladdin. Second place, you have Dark Phoenix, which only made $33 million. And in first place, you have The Secret Life of Pets 2, which made $47 million. For movies, like I said, you have Men in Black International and you have Shaft, which is the Samuel L. Jackson reboot sequel that he's doing for Shaft. I don't know. For DVDs, you got Captain Marvel, 5 Feet Apart, Captive State, and The Mustang. For online services, Netflix, you have Rolling Thunder Review, the Bob Dylan story with Martin Scorsese. You have Kojoy, Coming in Hot, Gin, Season 1, Trinkets, Season 1, Life Takes Over Me, and Murder Mystery. On Prime, you have Absentia. For video games, nothing new or exciting. You'll have some good stuff coming out in a couple weeks, though. For GUI news, no trivia this week. You got new episodes of Geeks Under the Influence, Smack My Pitch Up, Geek Father, and Beautiful Disasters. Booze Clues is our monthly show and podcast investing the hows and whys of the most spirited headlines. Our next show is going to be taping on June 30th, which is in the dark room in the historic Hoffheimer building. Join Mike the Hobbit Bickett and a cavalcade of comedians, podcasters, and performers for an investigation slash riff on drunken crimes and debaucherous activities around the world. The doors open at 7, the show starts at 8, and it's free for 21 and up only. For one more thing, fans have anxiously been awaiting for new information about Ghostbusters 3, the latest installment for the classic paranormal comedy franchise. The original star, Sigourney Weaver, may have just revealed the best news of all. Bill Murray and Dan Aykroyd and herself will all be returning for the project. Bill Murray's always been the one kind of holding things up, but yeah, they're back. In an interview with Parade Magazine, Weaver, who stars as Dana Barrett in the first two films, confirmed that she will be reprising her role, but she couldn't reveal any other details at the time. The cast confirms that the currently untitled new movie includes Finn Woodhard from Stranger Things, McKenna Grace from Captain America, and Carrie Coon from Fargo and Gone Girl. Jason Reichman will be directing the film, taking up the mantle of his father, Ivan Reichman, who directed the first two Ghostbusters. Reichman, who will be co-writing the script with Glenn Kamen, who did Poltergeist and Monster House. So he's no stranger to ghost stories. What is currently unknown is the capacity of the rest of the surviving cast. You've got Ernie Hudson, Amy Potts, and Rick Moranis don't know if they're going to return, but the fans do get to see Weaver, Murray, and Aykroyd again. They'll be taking up the classic roles to propel the roof through the upcoming project. The main roles Reitman is casting is 14 actors, 2 boys, 2 girls, for the lead role to become the new Ghostbusters, apparently. Now, if that doesn't get you excited about Ghostbusters, how about a 2.5-foot-tall version of one of the terror dogs? Yes, Spirit Halloween stores are going to be selling them online only for $500 each. Now, if you are a huge fan, that's a drop in the bucket. Your proton pack probably costs more than that. So, hey, you know what? You could drop $1,000, put them outside your house. I think that'd be a good Halloween. All right, this has been the GUI Precap. You can follow along with all of the fun times at GUIPodcast.com. If you want to contact us, do it. GeeksUnderTheInfluence@gmail.com. Call us, 804-505-4484. That's 804-505-4GUI. My name is the Bruce, and of course, all of these things happen. I'm from the future, and be nice to each other.
GUIPodcast.com.